It's like a tsunami of athletes on the first Sunday of every November. They come from every corner of the globe, most not for personal glory, but for the thrill of competing, or raising money for charity, or honoring their fellow citizens. Michelle King Gonzalez is 30 years old and lives near the start of the race in Staten Island. Gonzalez is back home after being deployed to Iraq 3 times. She began training for marathon running in Iraq.
Running while I was deployed also helped me deal with the stress, the homesickness of being deployed. It allowed me every day to get up away from my desk, go for my run, clear my head, and just be alone with my thoughts for a few hours.
Gonzalez is running in support of injured Iraqi veterans.
Your mommy 5.
Since coming home, she married, had a child, AJ, and uses running to stay fit and relaxed. In addition, she makes her mother, Linda King, proud.
So happy that she's home safely, and so happy for the cause that she's running. Win or lose this, she's a winner already, always in my eyes, just for who she is, so very excited.
24 family members of the passengers who lost their lives on United Airlines Flight 93 that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on 9/11 will run in this year's marathon. One of the marathoners is Christine Kiki Homer of New York. Her brother, Leroy Homer, was the co-pilot of Flight 93.
I draw my inspiration from the collective, from the group. We have come together. We're united by a common cause or something, Flight 93, and our heroes that brings us together.
Homer says she will be thinking about her brother Leroy and what he went through on that day in 2001 as she puts one foot in front of the other. And just knowing AJ is waiting for her at the finish line in New York Central Park will motivate Gonzalez to get there as fast as possible.
Mom, this is literally the finish line.
Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.
Finish line. Right there.